Welcome to the Newsbusters podcast with the executive editor of Newsbusters, your host, Tim Graham.
Hello and welcome to the Friday edition of the Newsbusters podcast. This was one of those days where the news, whatever was breaking, kind of got washed out by the news of Prince Philip dying at the age of 99. We had an entire summer of news wiped out when Princess Diana died in a car crash. So these are the kinds of things, when these things happen, it's like, oh, light day. It's not like we're going to be poring over the Prince Philip news for, he once said a kind word to Donald Trump. I mean, there's not going to be anything in there for us. It's like a very long cooking segment. No news busting to be had. The new column up today I did on the some of the examples Mark Morano and I talked about on Wednesday. The extreme global warming predictions of 1989 and 1990 that in no way came true. So check those out. Primarily today we're going to talk about the latest stop on the Hunter Biden book tour. Now, CNN's Brian Stelter tweeted out on Monday the following words. This week, Hunter has been on CBS, NPR, and the BBC, and on Thursday, he'll be on Kimmel. But he's avoiding more overtly political and partisan spaces. Can we repeat that? He's been on CBS, NPR, and the BBC, and then Kimmel, but he's avoiding the partisan places. Okay. This is just the way that the Stelters of the world operate. Of course, the rest of the tweet's about Fox. Fox News talks about him practically every hour, but there's no need, no word of a Hunter interview on Fox, nor do I think there will be. Well, yeah, no, nobody expects that. But it's this bizarro world that Brian Stelter lives in, that Fox is partisan, CNN is nonpartisan, NPR and CBS and the BBC are objective. But the worst of it all is Jimmy Kimmel is not a partisan space, which really says you don't watch it. You know, I remember in the 2016 campaign, Jimmy Kimmel had Hillary Clinton on several times. Shoeshine, shoeshine, shoeshine. Throwing glitter on the pantsuit. Meanwhile, Jimmy Fallon was, you know, ended up distraught because, oh, he managed to muss Donald Trump's hair. Doesn't he know all the damage that would cause? Christian Toto of Hollywood and Toto, who appears with us on the weekends, described Kimmel as a pathetic Biden puppet. Well, that would pretty much do it. A few days ago, Jimmy Kimmel was talking about Biden. And this is his idea about humor with Joe Biden. I feel like Biden's doing that thing hustlers do when they pretend they've never played basketball before. And then as soon as the money comes out, they start dunking on everyone. Yeah. Yep, that's Joe Biden, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of politics. So, of course, if Kimmel's going to do a segment with Hunter Biden, it's just going to be uber-sympathetic apologies to Uber. For example, there was Kimmel was complaining that Senator Lindsey Graham had attacked Hunter Biden on TV. That was somebody you considered to be a family friend. Yes, he's thinking fondly of the days when Lindsey Graham and John McCain were buddies, and they were buddies with the Democrats. This would have been the Obama-Biden years. And we're always playing the sympathy card because some Republicans were mean to Hunter Biden. And then Hunter said it was a sad example of, quote, how politics has become so toxic. I hope my dad is able to bring back his genuine desire to take some of that toxicity out again. Come again? Somehow it's not toxic when Joe Biden comes out at a press conference and compares Republican voter bills to Jim Crow. Or this makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. Whatever on earth that means. Yes, it's not toxic to describe the Republicans as Jim Crow 2.0, not if you watch the Jimmy Kimmel show. But we know this. I mean, this is where you laugh at Stelter for saying this is not a partisan space. Jimmy Kimmel, as we've mentioned several times on the podcast, said good riddance to Republican watchers of his show. Actually, he took out the good. He just said riddance. So the idea that Hunter Biden's going to nonpartisan places, I mean, come on. It just means he's going to non-challenging places. So after they talk about the Bidens restoring the sanity and the non-toxicity of politics, Kimmel goes to talking about Burisma, the Ukrainian oil concern that hired Hunter Biden for its board. This is where they go into this weird space where Hunter Biden gets to talk about how, hey, I've got a degree from Yale Law School. I was on the board of Amtrak. I was on the board of the World Food Program. All of these things, all of these jobs he got through his dad. And I'm not saying that Hunter Biden's a stupid person. I don't think you probably get through Yale Law just on your last name. But they had this whole funny thing where they went after both Kimmel and Hunter Biden went after Donald Trump Jr. And so when Trump Jr. says Hunter Biden cashed in on his name, Jimmy Kimmel says, oh, that's just wildly comical. And Hunter agrees, it is wildly comical. That is putting it lightly. Jimmy Kimmel, such a nonpartisan space. Now, Hunter Biden in other interviews over the years, and even recently, will admit he got these jobs because his last name is Biden. Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company, let's remember, Hunter Biden doesn't speak Ukrainian. Hunter Biden has no experience in the oil and gas industry. Hunter Biden got this job because his last name was Biden, and Vice President Biden had been given this special, you're going to oversee Ukraine and American foreign policy in the Ukraine. It looks corrupt. So, of course, they're going to talk around it, and they're going to try to say that Donald Trump Jr. is wildly comical for describing what was. And they impeached Donald Trump for talking to the head of Ukraine, saying, hey, you guys should look into this. Because Jimmy Kimmel ain't looking into it. And their discussion of Hunter's laptop wasn't any more serious. Hunter Biden reiterated this whole line that he honestly doesn't know if it's his laptop. Then he said, it doesn't really matter anyway, because it's a red herring. And he says, I'm within my rights to question anything that comes from the desk of Rudy Giuliani. The laptop did not come from the desk of Rudy Giuliani first. It came from the desk of Hunter Biden. He's going to pretend it's not his. The Daily Mail in London has a big flashy story with all kinds of crazy images of Hunter Biden and his attempts to make porn films. You know, him in his underwear. Him in texts with his dad, where he basically suggests that Joe Biden needs to run for president so Hunter can get some redemption. All of this is not interesting to people who are in the nonpartisan space of CNN and MSNBC and the Jimmy Kimmel show.
MRC-store.com.
Pro-gun, pro-life, pro-God, and pro-America?
Welcome to the Pro Shop.
MRC-store.com.
T-shirts, hoodies, goodies, and much more.
MRC-store.com.
The only store that always offers conservatives more.
That's MRC-store.com.
Log on, log in, and help the Media Research Center while shopping for great gear today.
MRC-store.com.
Now, Hunter Biden can do this whole tour on CBS or CNN or ABC or NPR, wherever he goes. There's no fact-checking what he has to say. It should not be surprising if you go to PolitiFact. There is no page for Hunter Biden. There's actually a page for Tiffany Trump. Now, there are no fact-checks on it, but there's a page there. There is no page for Hunter Biden. They've played defense for Hunter Biden, but there's no page, there's no fact checks for Hunter Biden. They don't want to put him on their tilted little truthometer. That's not true of the Trump children, the ones not named Tiffany. Donald Trump Jr. has 14 fact checks at PolitiFact. 13 of them are on the false side. Eric Trump has 4 PolitiFact checks, all 4 on the false side. And by comparison, Ivanka is the truth teller of the group. She has 4 on the true side and 5 on the false side. But all of them are being fact checked as political figures, despite being children of the president. Hunter Biden is now a child of the president or the son of the president. But he's going to do this whole tour, and nobody will probably fact-check him. Because somehow that would be mean to children. He's 51. But this is what happens. You know, the Trump kids were, you know, constantly cartooned. They had these skits where Ivanka had a new perfume called Complicit, this sort of thing. Alex Moffat on Saturday Night Live has been tasked to play Joe Biden now on Saturday Night Live. And he was on this game show over the weekend. I was in the line for Arby's over the weekend. This show, Ask Me Another, on NPR, a game show of some sort. He had joked that he had done this skit playing Eric Trump as a moron. He said, about 4,000 times. They love this whole idea, this whole skit where Donald Trump Jr. would try to manage his brother Eric, who was a blithering idiot, who would probably stick his finger in an electric socket. Now, is that fair to Eric Trump? Have you seen Eric Trump on television? You might not like his patter, but you're not going to say he's such a moron that he doesn't know anything about anything. Alex Moffat's now playing Biden. He just played Biden in a skit the other night. That's the first time since Biden was inaugurated. And of course, it's sort of a jokey thing where so-called President Biden comes in with his dog Major and the dog attacks Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, in the skit, who was played by Martin Short, which was an interesting choice. But there's no real mockery of Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live. I mean, we all saw what they did with Alec Baldwin and Trump over and over and over again. And as we suggest, the Trump children were all relentlessly mocked, but the Bidens, they shall not be mocked. Jimmy Kimmel is not about to mock Biden, but he really seriously hated Donald Trump. When Donald Trump lost last year, he said, let's send the monster back to Mar-a-Lago. He wasn't kind toward the Trump fans either. In our year-end sort of worst of 2020, Jeffrey Dickens noted that in April, when the coronavirus pandemic was kicking in, Jimmy Kimmel said of Trump fans, they seem to fight hardest for the things that will kill them. They want freedom to gather in large groups during an epidemic. They want guns. They want pollution. I figured it out. They want to die, and they're taking us down with them. It's like the Titanic was headed toward the iceberg, and half of the passengers were like, can you please speed this thing up? This is comedy in the Trump years. They've mocked Greg Gutfeld for his new show on Fox, saying actual comedians are not impressed. Meanwhile, the Colberts and the Kimmels and the Trevor Noahs, they're the actual comedians. Could have fooled us. They seem more like lecturers and you know, just mean-spirited anti-Republican haters. If that makes you laugh, then I guess they're comedians. If you want to keep up on how these shows do and how now Colbert somehow is suggesting that the people against voting rights bills would imprison Jesus, you want to come to Newsbusters. Come around once, twice, 24 times a day. Thanks for listening.